Hey everybody, it's Lori with the Catch a Pocket Podcast, and tonight, Miss Delilah Reed. She's an artist in the community, and basically if you've been downtown and you see some colorful bugs or flowers painted on something, whether that be a business or an electrical box, probably Delilah was the one that was commissioned to paint it. She makes Wichita a brighter place to live. We're glad to have her. I'm just really honored that I get the chance to introduce her to some of you out there that might not know her. Stick around for the interview with Miss Delilah Reed. So I'm here with Delilah Reed, and she's an artist in the community. Hello, Delilah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, it's great to have you on the podcast. And anyway, we always start on the Catch a Pocket Podcast talking about where you were born and where you're from.
Ooh, I was born in Wichita, Kansas, and haven't been really much of anywhere else.
Really?
Living-wise, traveling a bit, but...
Where'd you travel to that was the most exotic?
Probably the Northwest.
The Northwest?
Yeah. I went on really...
It is exotic there, actually. You're right.
I went on a really fun, primitive camping trip. It was 5 weeks, 13 states.
Whoa.
Went to a didgeridoo festival and Burning Man.
Oh, really?
And that's probably the top experience of my life
still. Oh, my goodness. That sounds awesome. So you started in the Northwest and you went all the way down to the Southwest?
Mm-hmm.
So you did that over how long?
5 weeks.
5 weeks. And you were camping the whole time?
Yep.
Never indoors, like sleeping indoors, or you found a few squats, or what happens there?
No, it was all tent camping.
Tent camping. Yep. And hiking. And so, is that the Pacific Trail?
It was, we were in a car and we were driving from state to state.
Oh, and then just camping. Okay, mm-hmm. So you got to experience.
Not big hiking, but hiking.
You didn't lose like 25 pounds.
I wish.
Because you never see those and the people are like paper thin by the time they leave.
Oh,
and you're
watching documentaries.
I love those too. Those are my favorite. They really are, besides for saving dogs.
Uh-huh.
Those are my first favorite. I don't know why, but I can just watch those crusty dogs turn into fluffy dogs that love people all day long. Okay, so you're born here in Wichita, and so you went to public school or private school?
I went to public school, Southeast High graduate.
Okay, how was that experience?
I hated it. I hated school.
Yeah,
I've
me
not,
too.
I don't have the brain for school. I don't have the mind for it.
I don't know about that.
Well, I...
Like what you had for school, you didn't have the brain for that.
I didn't. No, I probably have the brain for it, but I wanted to be anywhere else all the time. And I'd much rather be in my car reading a book than in school.
Nice.
And, which is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's
probably
story.
Better. Yeah, let's do it.
Because that's how I became an artist, is by... picking a class that I wanted to jip. I had a teacher that he would basically write me like a note out of class if it was one that he didn't think was that important. He'd be like, just come to my class and hang out, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I picked art and I planned to jip it the whole time and actually ended up.
You weren't really into art at that time, or you
No, not at all.
You were, what were you into at that time? Were you into just.
Boys.
Oh, boys.
Probably. Yeah. And books.
Ew, gross.
Books and boys.
Oh, well, books are cool. But
and maybe, I think high school Delilah liked cars because my dad's a mechanic.
We always
worked on cars with my dad.
You.
I don't know.
So
I'm
you were just kind of in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a class you could jip and you decided to hang out in your car? during that class, or you went driving around, or
most of the time during classes I would just be in the middle of a book and not want to escape it or leave it, so I just keep reading.
Uh-huh.
And I skipped a lot of classes that way, and my plan was to just jip art class, but then I realized I'd be in a class, a intro to art class, my senior year with a bunch of freshmen. I didn't want to feel dumb the times I did go to class.
Okay.
So I started practicing and sketching. And when I did that, it looked like what it was supposed to, and it was really the most rewarding feeling I'd ever had.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you did this thing, and it looked like what you wanted it to, and everyone told you it did as well,
probably? I don't think everybody else did, but I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it. The teacher? Did the teacher?
Nobody was remarked by me, but I was, and that's what I mean, if I showed anybody the pictures from then, they'd be like, yeah, okay, that's not great. But for me, it was a real sense of accomplishment.
Right. And so you were taking his or whatever lessons that you were getting in there and, like, actually performing in a way that you felt was positive.
Yeah.
So, and that made you reinforce yourself and keep going.
Yeah.
So then what happened after that?
I just kept it up.
You just kept on
kept
drawing.
Playing. And
did you go to further school or classes? Did you, like, start a community and hang out with them?
No, I absolutely just did my own thing. I never really took another class. I think my grandma took me to one of her art classes with her, just as like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I learned a lot there in that little bit of time. But mostly it was just you show up and paint, and if you have questions, somebody would help you.
Uh-huh.
And
that's a lot of classes, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. I really don't have any actual formal education or anything in art. But
you just kept at it and kept at it, and it just started developing this, I would say, style of your own.
Yeah.
That you have.
Yeah. It took a lot of years to kind of find a style that, I don't know, I liked a lot. Like, everything I made, I liked.
Uh-huh.
But now I've hit a point where it's nothing like what it used to be. But,
and now it's this different level.
Yeah.
So you're at a new level.
New level.
But you have more levels to go. Of course, everybody does, because I know I do. But so what else are, besides for drawing all the time, what else are you up to?
Like, in my life?
You know, if you want to tell me about that, you don't. It could be just hobbies. Like, do you have other hobbies besides just painting? You keep plants, right? I mean,
yes, I have lots of house plants. I'm actually, if I had a yard, I'd have probably a big vegetable garden.
Yeah,
I just love gardening and working with plants in general. So
yeah,
from a young age,
you get plants and you get good results from your plants and things like that.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's such a good time. It's such a rewarding experience to watch something grow and to be the nurturer of it.
It is.
So gardening, if I had a yard, would be my thing. I live downtown in Wichita, so definitely downtown, and there's just nowhere to garden or to do that. But so I have maybe 130 plants in my apartment, one-bedroom apartment.
So is it huge, one bedroom? Like, it's the hugest one bedroom?
It's spacious, I'd say, but it's a lot of plants for a small footprint. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's my big hobby right now.
You're like, how do I make this work?
Yep.
All the time.
I had definitely installed shelves
or
had friends. I didn't do it.
Right.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, friends.
Who do you want to shout out to your friends?
Thank you, Wes Lewis. Thank you, Scott. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Giving me some shelves. So I have tons of plants hanging across my windows and up high, and it's pretty magical. It's a pretty happy spot.
It looks magical Instagram.
It feels warm and happy and lively in there.
Yeah.
Other hobbies?
Yeah.
I do have a little motorcycle, as you know. It's a little Honda Trail 90. I like to scoot around on that.
That is awesome. It is so cool. It's green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Garcia put it together or something.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's dope. It looks just like it came off the factory line, you know, and it's so cute.
It is.
I've never seen you scooting around on it, though. I can't wait till the day that you come pulling up on that thing.
One day. You know, like old things often do, they break down pretty quick there pretty frequently. So I don't take it out too much because I don't have the kind of time to fix it each day every time it breaks down on my way somewhere.
Yeah, the carburetors need special TLC all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So you got that, and that's pretty hectic. I rode motorcycles for some years. I just quit recently because people were scary.
Yeah.
People are on their phones. And you can see them when you're on a motorcycle. You can see them very well. So don't think that motorcycles can't see you, people, because they can. And you're on your phone with it to your face. What is up with that? Bluetooth. Come on.
Put your phone down.
Okay, so you got your plans, you got your love, and art. So some of your big projects that I've seen personally is out at Firefly Farms.
Mm-hmm.
You did their big, what is that, cicada?
They have a big firefly.
Oh, well,
and shit, then they also have a big dandelion.
Oh, a dandelion. And you painted on those barns. Those are really cool barns. And then recently I saw you did Angelo's.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
They're opening up a new location and dining room will be open soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
And they had asked me to create an Italian landscape.
And it was awesome looking.
I can't believe how lucky I was to get to work with such cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, one of the owners, she's awesome. She's the coolest.
Is she really?
She's so cool and she's so nice and they were so easygoing, and I really felt from the beginning of the project that I could do whatever I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And they would be happy with it because they liked what I did.
They liked your style.
And the inspiration bits that they gave me for things that she really liked. This is what I want to base it off of, were these like really sexy Italian posters with all these like yummy colors and pastels and just really pretty stuff that really let me say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do what I want. I'm going to go wild.
And you went crazy. And it looks great. I mean, like, amazing. And so it like transports you but into another dimension somehow of Italy, you know, like you're there. So I just love it. And so they just kind of gave you free rein on that, and they loved it when you were done. Mm-hmm. And told you how great you were. And so what was the next big thing that came after that, because that was pretty relatively recently, right?
Yep, that was pretty recently. That was about a month ago. The next big project I'm working on is a series of prairie landscapes, basically.
Ooh.
It's for someone's home, and they have about 20 feet of wall. There's a door in the middle, so I have about 10 feet on either side or so to play with. And so I have just a lot of canvases.
In the home.
Yeah, in the home.
Oh, wow.
So it's 8... I think is what I ended up putting together.
I don't know what that ding is.
Okay. I don't know how to shut it up.
It's okay.
But the house is out in the Flint Hills. And so I drove out there like an hour and a half out and took photos of the area and the region. And I'm going to try and capture the landscape.
Perfect. That's gonna be awesome.
And then to get to have so many pieces, like an instant collection all together, is I'm really excited about it. I've started working on it this week. Well, I've been working on it for a month actually, but I'm finally starting to paint this week. And
you painting this new commission in the Flint Hills?
Yeah.
And okay, so you are to the point where you're driving out there an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving you the space, and you take pictures out there as well.
Yep.
And now you're putting together these pieces that are going to hang in the space.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So I'm working on, I think it's about 8 paintings in total, and I really just drove out there, pulled inspiration from from the different scenes and took close-up pictures of bugs and lizards and anything.
So that you I are going to do some more bugs there?
Probably.
Definitely.
Incorporate them a little bit into the paintings. And they just, they're not, the building's not there yet. So it wasn't like I went to a house or anything. It's just like I barely even found, I don't even know if I was in the right spot, but I assume that's where you should be. You
know the kind of area.
Yeah. They gave me a pinpoint. I followed it and it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And so it'll be really, I'm really excited to.
So you're doing all the pieces in your home?
Mm-hmm. And in my studio.
Okay. And getting them all framed up and everything or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had a specific frame and everything they want them all to go in.
I think that we're just doing raw canvas, but all around the edges. I'm going to wrap bright colors around the sides. And so I'm using a gallery canvas, so it's a little thicker, so it just looks good instantly.
Yeah.
And then,
so it's just like a frame and you're coming around it. That's cool. So from there, I mean, how long does something like that take?
In my mind, it takes 2 hours.
Yeah? And how long does it take in reality?
It's probably going to take me 2 months, and I have to have it done by November.
So that's what they did is call you and say, I have this project, and can you do it? And here's the timeline, and you say whether you can or not.
Yep, and I think I can. I think I got this.
Yeah, you got
this. I'm excited. I'm really excited about it.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
I love painting landscapes, so it's such an exciting.
And bugs.
And bugs and flowers.
Do you have what's the bug out there that captivated you?
Oh, the cicada.
Yeah, of course.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That's you know, the loud cicada is my brand, so
yeah,
I should probably say the cicada. I think they're so beautiful, but there is this, I'm gonna say it wrong, it's so embarrassing, you say things wrong.
I say it wrong all the time. It's okay.
Here we go.
We can change it.
Aragopi spider. Uh-huh. It's like the common garden spider. They're yellow and black and white striped.
Okay.
They've got really long, long legs.
Ooh.
And they create webs. They're orb weavers, but they create the webs with the crisscrosses down the center.
Okay.
I don't even know why. I'm sure I've read it, but I keep forgetting why they do the crisscrosses. I love those spiders. Mm-hmm. I think they're so cool. I have one on me. I have a tattoo of one.
Oh, are you getting that colored in? Or
one day, I liked it too much. I liked the line work initially too much to get it filled in.
It looks really good.
Thanks so much.
It's a good place to have a tattoo, I think.
Yeah. And it's all covered in flowers. No one even notices it's a spider.
I want to see again.
Yeah, so that's spiders are really fascinating to me. Uh-huh. And I have a really, I found myself maybe 2 years ago being super into moths. Just like there are so many of them. They are so fuzzy. They are so cute. There are so many colors and shapes and fuzzy, sizes. Yeah. And, you know, there's even like clear wing moths that
I've never seen one.
They're called hummingbird moths, and they look like little humming. They act like hummingbirds.
They're big
and and they've got wings that are actually kind of clear.
Wow.
And there's another, there's so many. I could go on and on about moths, which is a silly thing to be so into, but I am.
Yeah.
And they're really fascinating, so.
Okay. So once you get done with this, your next venture will be whatever comes up. And then what is your vision of your future?
My hope for my future would be to start getting my art in other states, in other cities, to walk into a really cute shop in Chicago and see my prints for display or my stickers places. I do have an online store, and so every once in a while somebody from out of state buys stuff.
Yeah.
So I know that my art's around the world right now.
Yeah. What's your online store?
It's theloudcicada.com.
Okay.
And please don't go there yet. My inventory is all jacked. I'll cry if you order something that I don't have.
Don't order too much yet, but give her a few months.
I do have a physical shop if you are from Wichita, and in Wichita, I do have a physical shop inside Grogies and Plant Shop.
Okay.
It's the Loud Cicada mini shop, so
Okay.
I've got tons of prints and stickers and shirts.
Is that Cleveland Corner? Is mm-hmm. that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it is.
It's cool. You should go check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. So the big dream, the big goal mm-hmm. is to get my art out into the world. I'd love to be hired to do murals around the country.
Awesome, yeah.
The world.
I would love to see that too.
I want to go paint a cicada on a door in Spain. You know,
that would be great.
Anyone in Spain got a door?
Or Amsterdam.
Come on, Amsterdam.
Or London. You know,
come
your
on, London.
London's calling.
Let me paint you a damn bug.
Yeah, you want a bug. You love the Beatles.
You got some stairs
already
that you want flowers on.
And she's good at Beatles, by the way.
I do a beetle.
I do a flower.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would. That's my big hope and goal is to start getting out into the world.
Yeah.
I want to be from here and I want to do things here, but I want to get to, I want to travel on my art. I want to experience new things with my art.
As your career.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awesome goal. Okay, so now's the time where we tell a story of inspiration on the Catch a Pocket podcast. So do you have a story of inspiration that you'd like to tell?
Yes. So I'm a buggy girl. I like to paint bugs and I think that whenever I think back, like, why is it that I'm really into bugs? What's kind of the reason for it? And at first, you know, that's like the story of your life. I mean, bugs are, tell me that you don't have a childhood funny bug story.
Right.
And I have a couple, and I specifically have a few special moments with bugs. One being when I was, old was I was 15 and mm-hmm. I was driving and I was sitting in one of those trucks that just has the window right behind you and there was a three-seater and I was sitting in the car and a cicada flies through the window and goes straight down my shirt and it like terrified me. It wrecked my life. I was scared of cicadas forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
So that's one, you know, like that's one, like the one time, the worst thing could possibly happen.
Or like
happen.
You bite into the apple and there's a worm in there.
Yeah. Yes. So I think that my like inspiration for what made me become a person who is into bugs and likes bugs and likes to paint bugs.
Right.
Was when my sister was little. She's 10 years younger than me. Her name's Victoria.
Victoria.
And she... bless her heart. I was such a mean sister. I didn't know I was being mean. I was just, oh my gosh, there's a bug in here. Oh, hide. Oh, you know, just trying to get her riled up because she's really cute when she's scared.
Right.
And my mom turned around a couple weeks later and yelled at me. She has been scared of bugs ever since you did that. And I'm so mad at you for scaring her. She wasn't scared of bugs at all.
Right.
You know, she's just a normal, happy kid living her best life. And now she's afraid to go outside and you've ruined her. I felt really guilty because I don't want my little sister to be scared like I am of everything or to be anxious about things. So I set out with her one day and I said, you know what? Bugs are great. I like bugs. Total lie.
Right.
Not
you didn't
fine
like
with
bugs?
Them. I was really scared of spiders. Like, I was the kid who would be laying under the sheets on my bed, staring at the edge of the wall.
Really?
Not being able to sleep because there was a spider in the corner. Like, I was so scared. I don't know what I thought it was going to do to me.
Right.
Kill me. Rip me apart. I don't know. But crazy. I was really scared, and my, like, anxiety and nervousness about this bug in my room would keep me wide awake for hours, and I couldn't move because I was positive it was going to, you know, I saw arachnophobia.
Right.
I saw that.
Oh, so that's what
you did. I'll never forget that.
I never saw that for that reason because I did not want to be there.
Yeah.
I know me.
Yeah. And I was terrified, and so realizing I can't let my sister be like me. Mm-hmm. I took her outside and we went and collected bugs. We spent all day collecting bugs and finding all sorts of cool stuff. And as I slowed down and started paying attention to what was out there and how cool each one is. And, you know, you'd see like a long-legged bug and then you'd see like a jumping spider. And when you're actually paying attention to them and watching their movements, you realize, oh, you're cute.
Yeah.
You're so cute. This is so fun. And
so you found a love for the bugs by trying to help your sister not have a phobia like you.
Yep. So we went outside and we started researching. Ooh, let's get out the reference book. Let's find out what this bug is. And let's find out what this bug is. And from doing that, I really just, once you have knowledge of something, you're typically not afraid of it anymore.
Right.
And I had knowledge. And then my little sister, she's the smartest person I know. And she just, anything she learns, she remembers and holds on to forever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's just intelligent and has a really good memory. And so it used to be, this was in high school. I was in high school and she was maybe 7 or so.
Okay.
And she, I used to play a game with my friends and I would call her, like, while at school and say, "Hey, Victoria, what's, you know, this bird's wingspan?" And she'd just rattle it off. And
really?
Then she'd be like, "All right, bye," and hang up on me before, like, I was done talking to her.
Really?
Yeah. So she's like, she was like my little party trick for a while.
Yeah. And she got your number, mm-hmm. and she finally hung up on you. And her name was Victoria.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. And she's 10 years younger than you?
Yep.
Okay. And so now what does she do?
Because you're
not very old. How old are you?
I'm 34.
So she's 24.
Mm-hmm.
So now what does she do?
She's in North Carolina. She's married and she was in the Marines. She went into the Marines.
Really?
Yep. Her primary purpose for going into the Marines so that they would pay for her schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's out of the Marines and she is going to, I think, physical therapy assistant school.
Okay. In Virginia?
In North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, shit.
So she's far away.
Oh. Do you go visit her?
I haven't yet.
Yeah?
I'm so bad about going places.
Yeah? You just stay in Wichita?
Yep.
And then with confetti?
Mm-hmm.
And have a good time?
Yep.
That's cool. And ride your little motorbike around?
Bing, bing.
Where do you keep that thing when you're living in an apartment up in the top?
I rent space at a different apartment complex.
To go get it?
Yeah. It's the Broadway Auto Park.
Yeah.
I park it in there.
Oh, okay.
It's safe and secure. And it's the place where I live. The landlord owns that spot as well. Or it's by the same development company.
Oh, okay. So they probably recommended you take it over there.
Yeah, I was like, this or I'm driving down the hallways. And
yeah.
They didn't love
They're like, that take joke. It over there. Take it over there or it'll cost you $30.
Yep. So now I park it somewhere safe and... That's what I do.
Cool. So what do you, like, in your dreams of what's to come for Delilah Reed?
I think that my big goal is to start getting my art stickers and prints and things like that, the printables. I want to start getting them selling in different states.
Okay.
In different small shops around. So I want to kind of go wholesale with some of that stuff.
And merch and stuff that you do. I have a bunch of it. I got a shirt and postcards and I mail your postcards to people and Yay! They love them. They love them.
That's the most exciting thing whenever you know your art's going to different places.
Yeah.
So
then people see it because
mm-hmm.
it's going there. And yeah. And postcards are, you know, open so you see it and it's really cool. So yeah, I try to mail your postcards as much as possible and I love mailing letters anyways because, you know, with COVID it's like it wasn't okay for you to all gather all the time and, you know, so what's better than getting a letter from a friend?
It's such a good feeling and I kind of wish I were better at it. I make postcards.
Yeah.
I make greeting cards.
Well, you're busy making them.
Yeah, I so rarely actually send the letters.
Bumming around sending them.
My goal is to always do it. During COVID, my postcard sales and greeting card sales went up like crazy. My online sales were really, really crazy. It was a crazy busy time just shipping things all over the world, really, which was really fun.
Yeah, that's cool. So it really went crazy, bananas at that time?
Yeah, because everyone had time to...
Mail letters.
Mm-hmm, and
yeah, I did. I bought some things. I bought some of your stuff and I bought, you know, just other stationery and envelopes and tried to send stuff and make people remember that, you know, we're all here, just different. So, and some people don't like to do the Facebook and Instagram and crap. So, you know.
And make your connections. That's such a beautiful, I love the idea of sending letters.
It is cool. You start writing like you're all 1943 when you
I really get stuck in the hello, comma. I am Delilah. I'm your friend. You know, like.
Anyway, so let's say we talked about your inspiration and your sister and the books.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of that is that, did she ever get over hating bugs? Or?
Oh, she instantly, like that very day, was not scared of bugs anymore. And
she was touching them and things?
Yeah, she was collecting them. I'd go out in the backyard and she was collecting bees. Like, the second I switched her mindset of it, she was right back to loving bugs more than ever, I think. And my older sister, her youngest, or her daughter, recently came for a visit, and she was terrified of bugs. And I said, oh, you just give Aunt Delilah a minute. And she loved bugs, and she still talks about bugs all the time. And
she's been 2 years now. She's okay with bugs.
She used to be terrified and hated them. And then I just took her out in the backyard and showed her how awesome they are and how fascinating.
That's awesome.
It instantly flipped that switch, was like, oh, these aren't things to be scared of. These are things to be fascinated by. They're so intricate and different and special.
Yeah, and very gentle, you know, like very, very fragile.
Yeah, teaching her all about the cicada shells and going around collecting a bunch of them. And
yeah. If you have a brown recluse at your house, do you still smash it?
I think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, worlds, earth. I don't know.
Yeah, I just did the other day. That's why I asked you that. I was like, you know, this thing could put a big...
Gabe, I don't have health insurance. Yeah. You can't live with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
when it's other bugs, though, in different times of my life. I lived in a school bus for a while. I lived in an RV. And in the RV. Really? Yeah, 22-foot RV for about 2.5 years.
2.5 years? Uh-huh. Where'd you go during that? Just Wichita?
We honestly... I was with someone, my ex, and we had actually sold, he had a really lovely house out here in Park City, and he sold everything he owned, basically, and we moved into an RV so he could fix up a bus and move into it.
And how'd that go? Like, it worked out okay for a while, and then...
Yeah, it was a really fun time. I think we spent, we spent 9 months, 6 months, I think, in a teepee. For really? Fun, while we're fixing up the house to get it to sell.
TVs are weird because they don't have a floor, do they?
No. But you can you can get different parts. So I think ours had a floor. Yeah, ours had like a plastic flooring.
Okay.
And it was fun. It was a fun 6 months. And we really did sell everything we had and moved into a teepee for a while. And then winter came. Wow. And it was a lot harder to keep winter cool came. Than you ever imagine. Oh, yeah. We're in a teepee. We'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's still 32 degrees in here. So
it's freezing in here, and I'm shivering.
So then we got an RV and lived in this 22-foot RV with just us and his dog, and it was very cramped. It was a very small space.
Yeah,
and then fixed up the bus during that entire time, and then lived in the bus for about a year, I think, and then we were still fixing it up.
And then that was enough.
And then I had to get out of there.
I had to have space.
Bless his heart. I couldn't be with him, unfortunately. So he still lives in it and lives, like, it's going really great for him. And he's gotten to travel the country a little bit and have some fun. So,
well, that's cool. Do you have any, like, inkling of wanting to go travel the country?
I would love to. I would love to travel the world, honestly. And one of my great desires is to get to go paint murals around the world.
Oh, really?
Murals or do residencies where I get to paint the landscapes of the area.
So. Yeah. So like what you're doing now and just take it on, you know, make take it on better. The road. And,
yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, do you have any exhibits or anything coming up or?
Because of COVID, a lot of my wheels turning for getting a lot of art out so I could have an art show kind of stopped. I've been so lucky with commissions, so many commissions.
Right.
That I just, you know, slowly am chipping away at that.
Right.
The next big thing that's coming up will be Avenue Art Days. I believe there's 14 murals coming up along in the Douglas Design District. They organize like a weekend, three days for, you know, 14 artists to create 14 murals.
Whoa.
I
remember this. This is what's going, like, most of the murals that are there now are because of
Yeah.
past ones.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. And so I've been one of the lucky ones who was selected to get to paint a mural again. This will be my fourth mural through Avenue Art Days.
Awesome. Which and ones have you done?
So on Douglas and Spruce, there is the Cicada. Uh-huh. That's my Sound of Summer mural.
Definitely.
That's what I'm most well known for, I believe. And also the one that really got me able to really take a bigger step into the community and mm-hmm. to be better known. And also give me bigger, better jobs because
right.
I had proved, hey, I can do something at this scale outside.
It's a big deal, you know, mm-hmm. all that coordination that it takes to do it and whatnot. So, yeah.
It really did just skyrocket my little art career.
Uh-huh. So it gave you more opportunities. And so what were the other ones?
For Avenue Art Days, I also have in Clifton Square, there's a retainer wall with swimming fishes.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole bunch of, like, orange fishies swimming upstream. And I did a stag beetle behind Jimmy's egg. There's, like, a pretty pink stag beetle with flowers all around it.
Really?
On a door.
Mm-hmm. A stag. Oh, yes, yes. I know exactly the one. So how tall is that thing?
It's door size, so yeah. It's just, what, 7.5 feet?
Yeah, like 7-8 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty major, though.
I mean, keep getting lucky that I get to do doors because they're pretty obtainable in 3 days. You have such a limited time. And
so, yeah.
The very first one, I do want to say, the very first one I did, I didn't do on my own at all. Mm-hmm. My friend Maggie Gilmore, she's actually the one who, our projector wasn't working, so she sketched it all out because mm-hmm. I cannot sketch for the life of me, like draw that big a scale, but her mind works really well for it, and she helped me create the image initially. So I did that with her, and we did that in the pouring rain that first year.
Really?
It was a really fun experience, but quite a lot of challenges for our first mural.
Right, they like... Mm-hmm. Mother Nature did not cooperate, and you did your three so far, and now you've been accepted for your fourth. What's it gonna be? Can you tell?
A secret? If you hop on my Facebook, you'd even see it's gonna be a bunch of flowers.
All right, what kind?
It's the building I'm painting the mural on is called Globella. It's a salon and boutique. And then right beside it is Free State Flora, and they're a florist company.
Oh.
And lately, I love flowers. I spent 8 years working for a florist doing flower deliveries on holidays.
Really?
I love flowers.
Yeah.
I love flowers so much.
The way they smell or
the way
look,
the way they make my soul feel, the way they brighten up the world and, like, make are vibrant and color and happy and... They're such like a form of love and joy. I love flowers. Okay. And also they attract all my bugs. Yeah. So
that helps.
I'm really into flowers. And this florist, she has been making the most superb, absolutely sublime floral bouquets lately.
Yeah.
Not lately, probably always. But I've been lately, recently, I have been following her Instagram and I'm so inspired.
Who's that?
Oh, heck. I think her name's Emily. Honestly, it's Free State Florist.
Free State Florist. And we'll put a link.
Free State Flora. That's Flora. Yeah. And she's on Instagram, and she's incredible.
Yeah.
The colors and the types of flowers she uses are definitely unique, especially unique in Wichita, Kansas. You know, I feel like she's really...
Very artistic.
Very artistic and very feeling. I get a sense of joy when I look at her stuff.
Cool.
So I've been inspired by those, and I've been just doing collaboration pieces with her. She makes a piece, I paint a piece.
Right.
And I've just been using that as inspiration. So on this building that it's connected to, I've kind of used one of her bouquets that she had posted online as kind of inspiration for the style, design, and like the flowers that I'll be painting in it.
Oh, cool.
So,
that is so cool. I can't wait to see it.
I'm really excited to paint it.
All right. Well, Delilah, I really appreciate you coming and visiting me and catching a pocket with me tonight. And I hope to see you, more of you on Instagram and confetti and the motorbike and the bugs and the flowers. And we love it. And thanks for being a part of Wichita, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Delilah, for being a part of the program. I'm going to leave Delilah's links, Instagram, and any other thing that I can find for you guys to follow, because she's a really good one to follow. Very interesting stuff going on. I love it. Keep it coming. And as always, I hope you guys catch a pocket you can be proud of. See you next time, Wichita.